This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, this is Fia Liu. Yes, you're listening to Open for Business. And, you know, I always love learning from people. Coaches and mentors are invaluable when it comes to achieving success, but not everyone has access to good advice. And that's what Nelly Wartoff, who joins me in the studio today, is trying to fix with Tiger Hall. So we've got to start with you, Nelly. What brought you to Asia?
Thanks a lot for having me, Frida. So I came to Asia when I was 18. I've been obsessed with Asia since I was 12. I wanted to fly over here by then, and I did all the school projects I could on Asia. But on my 18th birthday, I went to SingaporeAir.com, and I bought a one-way flight to Singapore, packed everything I had, and never looked back since.
Okay.
So absolutely love the contrasts, the huge potential, the big opportunities, and also that it's a lot of culture, a lot of history, and a very interesting and dynamic region.
Okay. So 10 years ago, you came to Asia and then you started something and that slowly evolved to Tiger Hall. Take me through that journey.
Yeah. So I started the first business when I was 15, and that was a digital literacy business for senior citizens in the small town that I grew up in Sweden. And then because I was very early on with social media and digital marketing and all of these things, it turned into a consulting firm where I helped corporations to do their social media and digital marketing. And then I brought that business with me to Singapore. So I was consulting tech startups and companies on their social media strategies, and I was doing university at the same time. So after university, I joined Michael Page and did executive recruitment for 4 years in Southeast Asia. And that is where I saw this big gap and the big skills gap and how people are struggling to get, as you mentioned earlier, access to good advice. Mm. And that is what then led me to set up Tiger Hall.
Okay, so before we get into the nitty gritty of Tiger Hall, why the name Tiger Hall?
Good question. So tiger is an Asian animal and it symbolizes overcoming obstacles in life and achieving strength. Mm-hmm. And Hall is a place where you meet people to connect.
Ah.
So Tiger Hall is then a place in Asia where you meet people to connect in order to overcome obstacles and achieve strength in life.
Okay, so this is a place available via an app. Tiger Hall is via an app where people can get information, good advice, as we were saying. There's also a lot of things that's available free online, right?
Mm-hmm.
So how is this different, right? Because there is a subscription, which we'll talk about later. But, you know, how is this different then?
It's different because these experts and these business leaders, their advice is not available anywhere online. So, for example, if you Google advice, you would get the top SEO, the articles that have the best SEO. Those are the advice pieces that you're going to get. But that's not necessarily the best advice unless you're looking for advice on SEO. Because if someone is on top, that means they really know SEO. But getting advice from senior business leaders like the president of Mondelez, the former CEO of General Electric, these are not individuals who are out there and sharing this frequently. From time to time, people might post a LinkedIn article, but the quality is not that great in many cases. So actually, the advice and the knowledge that we share through Tiger Hall is not available elsewhere. And then it's the fact that it's curated to you.
Right.
So if you set your goals, which is what you do in the beginning of the app, you set your goal to be, let's say, be a better leader or make more money, then you would get tailored content to you based on that goal. And today, many people spend a lot of time researching what content to consume. And I, for example, I'm a massive podcast consumer myself,
right.
But I find myself spending more time finding the right podcast than actually listening to podcasts.
Right.
So we remove that whole research element and give people the bite-sized content that they need to hit their goals.
Okay, so it's a 15 Singapore for the app.
It's 15 ringgit.
15
ringgit a month.
Okay,
yeah, exactly.
And so this has been launched in Malaysia and Singapore?
And India.
Exactly. How's the uptake so far?
So we're in 4 cities now. We launched in Singapore on 1st of March, and now we're also in Kuala Lumpur, Bangalore, and Mumbai. So the uptake has been really, really good, both on the consumer side, but also from corporate clients. So we also had corporations have been like, oh, I want to introduce this to my employees as a learning and development tool. So we've seen a lot of regional brands and big international MNCs introducing this to their employees.
Okay, now you feature experts like Joyce Lim from Grab, Aaron Hong from TripAdvisor, and James Walton from Deloitte, right? How do you manage to get such a wide assortment of experts coming onto the platform in the space of a year, right? I mean, trying to just get them, like, who are you?
Yeah.
Exactly. The Swede.
Yeah, I'm very grateful for the experts that they have come on board. So now we have 450 experts across these three countries who have all been super successful in their fields. Mm. And a lot of them are driven by giving back, and they want to share their knowledge. They want to help younger people and mid-level management and teams, that because they've seen this need themselves, and they know that this is a big, big skills gap. Mm. So so they are very interested in the platform and sharing that knowledge. And then in the process, they also get thought leadership, because they get to share the knowledge, be featured as an expert. And that is, in a way, good personal branding and PR for them as well.
How are you the only one doing all the work? I mean, in the sense that you're doing all the interviews, or do you have a line of people that do the interviews?
No, I have a superstar team. I wouldn't be able to do it without them. So we're a team currently of 20 people.
All right.
And that's 12 people in Singapore, which is the commercial team. So they are doing the content, bringing aboard the experts, producing the podcast, etc. And then I have my engineering team in Sweden.
Right.
So we're expanding to, in terms of hiring people in Malaysia, that will be early next year in Q1. Mm-hmm. And the same for Bangalore and Mumbai. So we're looking to be 40 to 50 people in about 6 months.
And obviously, what you had investors on this whole idea.
Mm, yes.
Okay. What was it like trying to convince investors to come on board?
I had a lot of interest, actually, from investors when I started going out and talking to them and presenting the idea. I think a lot of the interest comes from just knowing how big of a challenge this is and how big of a problem it is across the world, not only in Asia, but across the world, and seeing that opportunity. So for me, speaking to investors was quite... They were very open to that idea and the concept. And a lot of them have experience in the corporate world as well, where they see that the current training methods and learning and development tools are not what they should be, or not as engaging as they should be, or effective as they should be. So they could really see the potential for something like Tigerhold to change the way learning is being done.
Okay. And, you know, so there are multiple formats of knowledge in the app. So podcasts, power reads, and even regular events to go to. So how do you determine what kind of content an expert provides?
Mm. So we look at the life goals. So we're very much in conversation with our users, and we ask them, what do you want to achieve in life? And then from those life goals, we look at, what do you need to do to be successful in this area? So let's say you want to master marketing, or close every deal in sales, or be a better leader. Then we look at, what are the things you need to do to get there? And then we do research. So we talk to a lot of people, we take references, we research online and see who is the best person to speak on this specific topic. And then we reach out to the experts and we invite them. So it's an invite only. And then we have a conversation with them, and we narrow down the topic even further to make it very precise about an exact experience that they've had in the past, whether that's managing people who are older than you or leading a team of interns. And then we do content specifically on that challenge.
What's been popular? What have people been most interested in?
The funny thing is that the top podcast is actually Leave the Job You're Tired Of. That's with the VP of Google.
Okay.
So that's actually number one. But beyond that, you have Turning Meetings Into Your Favor with the Chief Digital Officer of Media Corp. Okay. We have Handling Big Egos with one of the best private bankers in the region from DBS. A lot of soft skills, a lot about how do you manage stakeholders. Getting along with your boss is massively popular. So soft skills tends to be the top performing content, as well as anything relating to money. So money is the top selected life goal. Basically, almost everyone chooses, I want to make more money.
Okay. We'll talk a little bit about the power reads after this. I'm here with Nelly Wartoft from Tigerhall. Stay tuned to Open for Business, BFM 89.9.
Beating fickle mindsets, BFM 89.9. The Business Station.
You're listening to Open for Business. Good morning. This is Frida Liu. If you've just joined us, I've got Nelly Wartoft, the CEO of Tigerhall, here with me. It's something she started in March and basically is a go-to in terms of getting information on personal development and growth. And how are your podcasts formatted?
So all of them are between 10 to 20 minutes. Mm-hmm. So we do very bite-sized podcasts and micro-learning. So it's designed so that you can consume it on your commute. So before you've reached the office or on your way home, you know that you can have achieved something.
Right.
Because the problem with a lot of learning today is that it's very tedious, it's very time-consuming, and it's very long to get through. So we make all of it between 10 to 20 minutes, including the power reads.
Right. So the business model is going to be subscriptions. Are you open to advertising? Will that that affect the podcast? I don't want to listen to ads. I mean, is that something you're looking at and thinking of?
I think it's something that it depends very much on the relevance of the ads. Our primary business model is always going to be the subscriptions, because I think when it comes to knowledge, it's important that it's only knowledge and not diluting that brand in that sense. But I also think, for example, if it's a personal finance podcast and there is actually a really good personal finance product that can help you with the same thing as the podcast is talking about, then I see that as relevant advertising. And that's something that we can then introduce to the users. But it needs to be products that we think are helpful and that could actually help the users achieve their life goals, very much like the content that we have.
All right. You, apart from these podcasts, you also have these power reads. What are these power reads?
So power reads is essentially a text that you can digest within 10 to 15 minutes. Mm. So it's usually around 3,000 words where the expert has produced that together with us. Mm-hmm. So it's a written ebook that you can read inside the mobile app. So you can consume it on the go and you just swipe between the pages and all of it can be done within 10, 15 minutes. And it all ends with three actionable steps that you can take in the next 24 hours to actually implement this.
And what you sort of you also organize events through the app. So are they like networking panel events?
So we organize events because it's a hybrid online-offline model. Mm-hmm. So just as important as it is learning on the go and wherever you are, it's also important to meet people in person and get access to these business leaders to ask your own questions. Mm-hmm. So we organize a range of different events ranging from workshops. We do private lunches where it's 10 people around the table and also private dinner. So that's a three-course meal. Mm-hmm. So it's 10 people around the table that all get to ask their questions. Right. And it's all around the art of business communications.
Okay. And in this case, is it a first come, first serve basis? Obviously you have to pay for it, but who gets to go first?
Yeah, it's first come, first serve.
Mm. Okay, so now, was it easy organizing these dinners as well? Is time for these people to come out?
Yeah, it is. It's the dinners especially and the lunches are massively popular. Mm-hmm. And I think that's because you get this intimate setting where you can really have a conversation and you also get to network with the others around the table. So, for example, in Singapore, we had the head for PayPal for Singapore and Malaysia. And the topic was on sales in Southeast Asia. So we had 10 people around the table, all working in sales in Southeast Asia. And that conversation was super productive, right? And they could really ask their pinpoint questions on exactly the areas that they had challenges with. Mm. So that's the kind of events we do. So it's both getting access to the experts, but also getting that network with the fellow ambitious people.
Okay, you're currently focusing on just Asian leaders. Is that going to be a mainstay or, what are the future plans?
I think Asia is the biggest opportunity, absolutely. Mm. And I think Asia is the most interesting region. If you look at a lot of online learning content today, 99% of it is American. Mm. So I don't think we need more American content out there. I think we need to hear more from Asian business leaders and especially localized content. Mm. So, for example, we have the former CEO of Reliance on how do you work with politicians in India.
Right.
And we have how do you sell in the Philippines. So very localized and content that is focused on this region, I think is super important.
How have you been marketing it though, this Tiger Hall?
So a lot of it is through word of mouth. Okay. But in terms of the consumer side, we do Facebook, Instagram ads, we do Google ads in India as well. And then on the corporate side, it's direct, like reaching out, corporations reach out to us. So that's a direct sales process.
Do you have a view of the demographics of people right now, like age group, demographic, psychographic sort of thing?
Yeah, so most of them are between 27 and 40. So early 30s is like the key segment. Mm. A lot of them are mid-level managers. Mm. So they would work in regional mid-level management roles, usually leading a team of 3 to 15 people. Mm. And a large majority are working in either sales, marketing, digital or tech. So that's our biggest user group.
Right. So upcoming events, tell us about that.
In December, we have the COO of AirAsia and the CEO of 7-Eleven. So that's private dinners and workshops coming up
as well.
All right.
So you have to be on a first come, first serve basis. And of course, you've got to download the app and Tiger. Are you planning to have this available online? I mean, on the website?
We are only on a mobile app at the moment.
Oh, okay.
And that's primarily because of convenience. So people accessing it on their mobile app is a lot more consumer friendly and easier to use than accessing it on a laptop.
Yeah, I can see. Just it's very much an on-the-go kind of thing, on a train, even in the cars you're driving. So it's a lot more easier to consume.
Exactly. When you're stuck in traffic, listening to a podcast, that's the kind of user behavior.
Okay, what's happening next year for Tiger Hall?
So next year we are expanding our presence in Malaysia and India. That's the key focus. We're also looking at markets like Australia, Japan and Hong Kong to go to next. Mm. And also developing the product with including more features that helps our users even more and like helping them breaking down goals specifically.
Right.
Because people in general tend to have a good idea of where they want to go and what their goals are, but they're terrible in breaking them down.
Right.
So they would go like, oh, I want to be a millionaire in 10 years. Mm. But then what needs to happen in those 10 years? That's where we come in and that's where we help people break them down. So that's a lot of product improvements that we're doing as well.
So that's happening in 2020. Thanks for spending time with us. I've been speaking to Nelly Wartoff, the CEO of Tiger Hall. This is Open for Business, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.